Morning, we're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Chayarim, Kla Yudalit. So the next siman is siman Gimel, which deals with halacha that the shin on the sharosh, both sides of the sharosh, there is a letter shin, that the bottom of the bottom of the shin has to reach all the way down to where the titura, where the base of the tefillin sits. And the Chayarim says, if it doesn't reach there, he's raising a question if it's kosher or not. Mr. Brewer comes up with the idea that it's kosher. He also deals with an interesting question. I'm not going to do it inside. He deals with a question where sometimes the bottom of the shin is actually not visible. He's referring to a tefillin which is not so common nowadays. There's a tefillin which is known as tefillin come in three types. They are known as gases, dakos, and pshutos. So making the whole bias out of one piece of leather is challenging. To get all of the parts to be the right shape, etc., with this thick piece of leather. So once upon a time, they would either do it with a thinner type of leather, coming from the animals, which are known as behemoth dakos, suppose using the skin of a cow, or they would use from a sheep or a goat. It's a thinner hide, and it's easier to shape it. The downside of doing that is that they wear out more easily, and it's hard to correct them. When we have a question of a ribua issue, you take it to the servant to correct it. He does it by sanding. He will actually sand down a slight amount of the ore which is there, and then repaint it in order to solve the problem of ribua. So if you have a thick piece of leather, you have a thick layer of leather which you can use. You can sand some of it away and you still have your leather there. If you use dakas, that's more challenging. But even dakas sometimes were difficult to come by. They were more expensive. So some people would take separate pieces of leather and make the separate pieces of leather into the various parts of the tefillin and then attach them together. And that is kosher in halacha. That's called pshutus. It's not preferred, but it's kosher. Now, the most common thing is that we make it out of the or of an Ebehema Gasa. It's or echod. You'll see that in the tefillin says that it's or echod. It's one piece of leather. The whole tefillin is made out of one piece of leather. And it's from a Ebehema Gasa, from the larger animals, in other words, from a cow. So you make the point that the Chayyotim deals with is if you make your tefillin pshutos, you might have a situation where the bottom of the shin, which you put on the bias, goes below the titura, because the titura and the bias are two separate pieces. So you have to be careful that that's not correct, that doesn't happen. And he points out some other issues about writing the shin. So since we're not dealing with making the tefillin, and these issues are not so common, we're not going to elaborate anymore. In Siman Dalet, he deals with the shalroish. There, it's four sections, and there is we see a crevice in between the sections, and that charitz, that crevice, has to be visible. The law is that it has to be visible for the tefillin to be kosher, and then it has to reach all the way down from the top of the bias all the way down to where you're sewing it, down below. He says, if it does, as long as it is visible, and it's noticeable that it's there, it is kosher. Now, he deals with the following question. We just mentioned that there are tefillin which are made out of pshutas of different pieces. So why are they considered one tefillin? The answer is by sewing it together or gluing it together, Allah considers it one. So if that's true, when we then take these four sections and we're afraid that eventually over time they're going to maybe start, the leather will start spreading out and you'll lose your ribua of your shalosh. So let's glue them together. Well, maybe glue them together takes away the status of the charitz. So the Chayyotim says that you should not put any davik there at all in order to address this problem. Mishmur actually says that the charitz is there, but down towards the bottom of the charitz they put a small amount of davik to hold the different batim together, and that's not problematic. And this, because the vast majority of it is open still, A, and B, we gain the advantage of having the debit there, which will prevent the four sections of the Sharosh from spreading from one to the other. When we learn the Siman Hey, tomorrow we go back to reading the Chayotim inside. Have a good day.